Welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm Tara Crooks. I'm your host, and today we're talking about cooking. Yum. And comfort foods. And I am here with Elizabeth Yarnell. She is a certified nutritional consultant and author of a neat book called Glorious One-Pot Meals, A New Quick and Healthy Approach to Dutch Oven Cooking. Elizabeth, how are you today?
Very well, Tara. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm excited to have you here. This is something unlike anything we've ever done before. And
good.
I just thought it would be kind of neat. I thought, you know, hey, this is definitely a new approach to cooking healthy as well as cooking quickly.
Exactly.
Well, I want to tell you guys a little bit about Elizabeth. She has some military affiliations with her father and her stepfather, and as well as several other family members serving in the military. So she totally understands where we're coming from and the lifestyle that we lead, being busy and with all the children, and sometimes doing it single-handedly, single parenting when our spouses are away. She, like I said, is a certified nutritional consultant. So as well as these being easy meals that we're going to talk about, they are nutritious, which is important. Now, the book that we're going to talk about, Glorious One-Pot Meals, A New Quick and Healthy Approach to Dutch Oven Cooking, is the book that Elizabeth wrote. It's a method of cooking in one pot using a Dutch oven. Now, we were talking offline, Elizabeth, and I said, one of the things we have to make sure that we tell them is, what is a Dutch oven? Because I said to you, you know, 2 years ago, I didn't know what a Dutch oven was. What is it?
Well, a Dutch oven, let me give you the characteristics of a Dutch oven.
Okay.
A Dutch oven has a wide, flat bottom. It's not conical at all. It has straight vertical sides. They're not slanted in or out. They're not concave or anything. And then it has a lid that has a little lip on the underside, and that allows it to kind of lock onto the base. Not a lock like you would with a pressure cooker that actually has a physical lock, but
right.
Just a little lip so it doesn't slide around. And the type of Dutch ovens that I use in my cooking are cast iron, and they can be either uncoated, basic cast iron like you've seen before, the black, that you have to oil and it will rust, you have to take care of it specially, or they can be enamel-coated, which means that they're dishwasher safe, they're easier to clean, they're easier to care for, they don't rust, and they're actually lighter weight because they just have a cast iron core and then the enamel coating on it.
So where do you find one of these Dutch ovens? Can you just go to any other store?
Well, you know, you can go to really any nice cookware store. Bed Bath & Beyond has them, so you can use your 20% off coupon. Sometimes you can find them at Marshall's. Kohl's, K-O-H-L-S, Kohl's has them sometimes. They're kind of everywhere. There's a whole list of places online, too, on my website. And also, I sell them on my own website.
Great. Now, tell us what's so unique about this cooking method.
Well, it's kind of the polar opposite of a crock pot. So when you think about a one-pot meal, a lot of people will think about a crock pot. Or if they don't think about a crock pot stew, they think about, oh, well, it's a casserole or lasagna or a skillet meal or a stir fry. But actually, glorious one-pot meals are completely new and different and unlike any other type of familiar one-pot meal. What you do in a glorious one-pot meal is you take whole foods, which means unaltered foods and not processed, and you layer them in a specific order into a cast iron Dutch oven, and then you put them into a very, very hot oven, 450 degrees. So looking at what a crock pot is, with a crock pot you take all the food and you throw it into a crock pot in any order. You add liquid, you turn it on, you simmer it at a very low heat. It's like 100, 150 degrees
right.
all day long. And when you finish, everything has kind of dissolved and melted into each other, and it's all like one big stew. Everything looks alike. Every bite tastes the same. In a glorious one-pot meal, you don't add any liquid. You put in these whole foods in a very specific order in the Dutch oven, cook it at a very, very high heat, 450 degrees, for under an hour. And when it comes out, none of the cellular walls have disintegrated. Every ingredient has maintained its integrity, so each bite tastes unique.
Now, is this something where, as versus a crock pot, and this is a question kind of for me, where you can kind of put it all together, walk away, come back and have dinner. Okay, this is only going to take an hour, so it's obviously a different time frame. I mean, you're looking at a very shorter period of time. Is it still something you can prepare in advance?
It is something you can prepare in advance if you want to. You can certainly load up your Dutch oven in the morning and put it in the fridge and then come home and have your oven fully preheated up to 450 degrees,
right.
Pop it directly in from your fridge, and then it will still take the same amount of time to cook.
Okay, so
it won't add anything. Or you can take things directly out of your freezer and put them into your Dutch oven, like frozen chicken breasts or frozen mm-hmm. fish fillets or frozen vegetables, and you don't have to thaw anything, and it won't change your cooking time either.
Now, I asked that because we're all military-wise very busy.
Mm-hmm.
How come you considered Glorious One-Pot Meals to be a convenient way to cook dinner?
Because you don't have to think ahead. I am the worst when it comes to pulling things out of the freezer and thawing them, or actually preparing grocery lists for, like, the week and buying the right food to make different meals. So for me, if I can keep everything on hand in my freezer, in my pantry, things that are healthy and that I can just throw in at 5 o'clock when I actually start to think about what I want to have for dinner without having to thaw anything or really prepare anything, that for me makes it very convenient.
So how did you come up with this cooking technique? I mean, it's patented, right?
It is patented. You can actually patent a process. So this particular method of cooking has never been published anywhere else. And the way I came up with it was I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and this was shortly before my 30th birthday, and I decided that the best way for me to combat this disease was to try to take care of my body by eating healthy foods, because I started studying the link between diet and health. And what I discovered was that your body really needs certain vitamins, minerals, and other nutritious elements to function properly. And if it doesn't have them, if you don't give them to your body through your food, then your body will rob from other parts of your body to try to function properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I wanted to eat more whole foods in my diet to try to be a healthier person, but what that really meant was hours spent in the kitchen preparing food and then another couple hours cleaning up afterwards, which
right.
was such a drag. And with MS, fatigue is a big issue, and I just knew that this wasn't going to happen for me. So I was looking around for easier ways to do this, and my husband and I were watching this infomercial one night. You've probably seen it. It's still on. The guy says, look, I can make your whole meal in this one countertop appliance. I'm going to throw in dry rice and a can of tomatoes, then he puts a grill over it, then he puts chicken breast, then he puts a grill, and then he puts even brownies on the top, and he covers the whole thing in the dome. It's like I Dream of Jeannie type thing,
mm-hmm.
and he plugs it in and turns it on. And my husband and I thought, well, I wonder if we could do a similar thing using our little cast iron Dutch oven that we received as a wedding gift, but without the grates and without the countertop appliance and without the brownies. And we just started experimenting.
And that's how you came up with it.
And it worked.
Well, how neat. The difference between whole foods and organic foods. Now, I get all kind of confused because if you go over to the produce section, you're standing there and some of them are organic and some of them are, you know, tell us the difference. What is the difference?
Is organic foods are grown without hormones, pesticides, fertilizers, things like that. They're grown using only natural products.
Okay.
And that includes animals too. Animals aren't fed antibiotics or fertilizers and that their food is from or other animal parts, things like that. Whole foods mean foods in their natural state. So it's basically the difference between a potato and a French fry. A potato is a whole food, and a French fry is a processed potato.
Okay.
So
it's the original.
Exactly. When I say whole foods, I mean you go to the grocery store and you pick out a tomato and you grab a potato and you grab a zucchini. You know, you don't go and you go to the aisle and pick out a box of prepared mixed
right.
rice mix or something like
but
that.
But a potato can be a whole food and not necessarily be an organic food as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. Exactly. And even all organic foods aren't necessarily whole foods. I mean, you can see a box of organic cookies that's a processed food.
Okay. Okay. Makes sense. Why do you think it's important to feed your family healthy meals?
You know, I really believe that if you start out, my kids are very young, they're 1 and 3, and if you start out introducing them to whole foods as opposed to all processed foods, then they will become accustomed to that, and as they get older, that's what they will choose. And so you're really setting them up with healthy habits for life.
Now, the book goes through completely, I mean, from the very beginning, mm-hmm. what people are saying about the one-pot meals.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about exactly how to set this process up, shopping forum, the recipes, all the stuff you need to know about how it works, the basic technique, measurements, everything. Then it goes into the recipes. What are some of your readers' favorite recipes that you've gotten feedback on?
One of the, well, a couple of favorite recipes are definitely the rosemary chicken comfort food, which is a really super easy way to make a really healthy, wholesome meal, very hearty, that feels like a lot more time went into it. And if you were going to make this meal in the traditional way, you would have multiple different pots and pans. You would be using your oven. You'd be using your stovetop. And in my method, you throw it all in at once, and it all comes out at the same time. You don't have to think about timing it out.
Are there ones that are more popular than others? Like, obviously, chicken does well.
The chicken, but, you know, in my recipes, any recipe can be anything you want. So let's just go back to the rosemary chicken comfort food as an example. You can substitute any protein for any protein. So this could be rosemary fish comfort food. This could be rosemary pork comfort food. This could be rosemary steak comfort food. It can be vegetarian. You can use tofu. You can use anything you want. Any protein is substitutable for any protein. So if you see a recipe that says Cajun fish, for example, that could be Cajun. You can look at it and say, oh, well, I really like Cajun spices, but I'm not really into fish tonight, so I'm going to make it with chicken instead, and it works out perfectly.
Chicken. Well, awesome. Well, hey, we're going to tell our listeners, we are going to share that rosemary chicken comfort food, because it's such a great recipe. So, guys, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with Elizabeth, and we're actually going to do the recipe, and she's going to go through this technique for us. So go ahead and put us on pause or listen through the commercials. Grab a piece of paper and a pencil and come back, sit here in front of your desk, and let's jot down one of these recipes and the information and share it with you. And you guys can have one of these recipes to start working on this weekend or this week for dinner. Sound good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll be back in just a minute after the break to share with you a recipe for rosemary chicken comfort food here on Army Wife Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Okay, guys, we're back with Army Wife Talk Radio. We're still talking about comfort foods and cooking, and we've got Elizabeth Yarnell, the certified nutritional consultant and author of Glorious One Pot Meals, a new quick and healthy approach to Dutch oven cooking. And you guys better have your paper and pen ready, because Elizabeth is going to share with us her recipe from page 37, rosemary chicken comfort food. Are you guys ready? Are you ready, Elizabeth?
I am, Tara. One of my goals in this cookbook, it's actually more of a guide that teaches you how to cook in this way. So all of my recipes are completely substitutable, and I try to design each recipe so that it has the maximum nutritional value. You don't ever have to serve one of my recipes with a side salad or with a vegetable or even with pasta prepared according to package directions, which is what many one-pot meals will, the recipes will read to you. In my meals, you can make your starch, your protein, and all your vegetables in the same pot. And you don't add any liquid unless you're hydrating a dry good. And pretty much you don't ever have to measure anything exactly either unless you're doing dry goods. And in this particular recipe, we're not. Our starch is going to be potatoes. It's rosemary chicken comfort food. So the way that we start is we take our Dutch oven, which we explained in the earlier segment, is cast iron, has a flat bottom, vertical sides, and a little lip on the inside of the lid. And the very first thing that you do with all Glorious One Pot meals is you give it a quick spray with canola oil. And we're just, that's all the oil that we're going to use in our meal tonight. These are really low in fat, very healthy, and really tasty. You never miss it. So you want to spray the inside of the pot and also the underside of the lid, because that's going to be a cooking surface as well. And then we're going to chop a quarter of an onion into thin slices and then in half, and I call those onion crescents, and separate them out and drop them into the bottom. Those onion slices are going to come into contact with that itty-bitty bit of spray oil, and they're going to kind of sauté and kind of give you a sautéed effect of sautéed onions.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing we're going to put in is our chicken, and you can use two breasts. You can use a chicken breast, or like my husband likes a leg and thigh, and I kind of give them a whack so that they bend in the middle. You can use bone-in, boneless. You can use skin-on, skin-off. The only thing that I do suggest is that if you're not into fatty chicken, then you trim it really well, because with a Glorious One-Pot meal, everything you put in is what you're going to get out.
Okay.
Unlike frying or broiling, where the fat kind of melts away and is left in the pan or below it, that's not going to happen with a Glorious One Pot meal. So if you have a piece of fatty chicken, that's what you're going to get out. So you put in your two pieces of chicken, and then you give it just a little light salt and pepper. You don't want to go overboard, because the way this cooks is infusion cooking.
Mm-hmm.
As the ingredients in your Dutch oven heat up inside your hot oven, the vegetables are going to release the moisture that's locked inside them, and it's going to mingle around and mix with the herbs and spices that you put in your pot and infuse each ingredient with flavor. So you want to go easy on your spices like salt or pepper because they might become more intense than you're normally accustomed to. And you can always add them as you're eating them as well, but you can't take them away if you put them in too early. So next we're going to put in a couple of potatoes. So just take a couple of regular potatoes and, like, I like to take boiled potatoes and chop them in half or chop them in quarters and just drop them in on top of the chicken.
So you can kind of cut them up into smaller pieces.
They don't even need to be that small. They can be like 1 inch on each side.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you want them a little more, a little softer, you would do them a little smaller. Or sometimes if they're small, like new potatoes, I just take a fork and I just stab them with a fork and drop them in.
Okay.
Kind of all on your own taste. All my recipes are really based on your own preferences. Then just do a little bit of salt and pepper again, and the next thing I'm going to put in are some acorn squash. And I just take the squash, chop it in half, take the seeds out, and I don't even peel it because peeling an acorn squash takes forever. And I'm all about speed and convenience, getting in and out of that kitchen as fast as I can. So I don't peel it. I just chop it into basically cubes once I take the seeds out and drop it in because once it's cooked, it's very easy for me to take the peel off of each bite with my fork before I go ahead and eat it.
Right.
So, you know, why waste your time? It's going to take you half an hour to peel that acorn squash. And, of course, with squash, that deep orange color gives you such great nutrition. And then I'm going to throw in some mushrooms, and I just trim the bottoms and chop them thickly, and I do about 5 mushrooms or 10, depending on how much you like mushrooms. And now I'm going to just take the ends off some green beans, about 15 or 20, and drop them in, do another light coat of salt and pepper, and your pot, if you're using you want to use, I didn't even mention this before, the appropriate size pot for the number of people that you're feeding. So if you're feeding 2 people, you want to use a 2-quart pot. There's basically a 1-quart per person rule.
Okay.
So if you have a family of 4, you want either a 4-quart pot or some Dutch oven companies only make them in half-quart sizes at that size. So you step down to a 3.5-quart pot. And if you do that and you have the right amount of food for the right number or the right size pot for the right number of people that you're feeding, then your pot will be pretty full. So in this particular recipe that we're talking about today, we've been talking about feeding 2 people. So you'd be using a 2-quart Dutch oven. And at this point, because we use 2 pieces of chicken, it would be full. And the last thing you want to put in are a couple sprigs of rosemary. So 1 or 2 3-inch sprigs of rosemary. Leave it right on the stalk. Don't take it off. And just tuck it in there. And that's all you have to do. Put the lid on, make sure nothing's hanging over the outside. Put it into your 450-degree, fully preheated oven in the center rack and leave it in there for 45 minutes.
Now, you can use dried rosemary if you didn't have the fresh.
Right. So if you don't have fresh rosemary, you can use about a half a teaspoon of dried rosemary and just sprinkle it on there.
Now, you leave all this in here. Bake it for 45 minutes.
Don't lift the lid. Don't peek.
Don't look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, come back.
Walk away.
My chicken's going to be all done.
All done. Basically, what will happen is at about 42 minutes, you will get this aroma of a fully cooked meal, and it will escape your oven and come find you wherever you are in your house. Kind of foolproof. And that's a 3-minute warning.
Okay.
And in the next 3 minutes, that aroma will become more of a full-bodied, finished dinner aroma. And the more you do these recipes, the more you can identify that aroma.
You'll start to notice that.
Uh-huh. And then it's done. It's like a comfort food. It's really, you know, a very traditional flavor combination in a lot of ways. But it would just take you so much longer if you were going to do it traditionally.
You guys can find Elizabeth's book at her website, gloriousonepotmeals.com. You can visit there, and she's got all sorts of information on that website for you.
Thank you so much for having me, Tara. And please remind everybody that there's places on my website where you can contact me. I respond to every email. There's lots of tips for cooking this way. There's always a featured recipe on my website. Lots of information up there.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed dinner tonight. Thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tara.
Guys, we'll be back to wrap up the end of Army Wife Talk Radio in just a minute.